Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ranting and Raving, the show where I get to vent my spleen about all the things that are currently pissing me off. I am your host, Todd Starooch, and let's just jump right in. I know that I have been very, very lazy of late when it comes to this podcast, but trust me, that doesn't mean that there aren't tons and tons of things that are driving me crazy. I have just been extremely lazy, and I have not recorded an episode in a long time, but here I am. I'm back, and I hope to be producing more episodes going forward, but I've said that before and I have failed miserably at keeping that promise. So we'll just hope for the best. So what is driving me crazy this time? Well, like most people, I think the aftermath of the 2020 election is still making me a little bit crazy. I am not even going to jump into who I voted for or what I think about the result. I'm just going to mention two things that I have really noticed post-election. One, many of my liberal friends are just as hateful and vindictive and vile as they claim the other side to be. Some of the posts I have been seeing are just downright, you know, nasty. People hoping that Trump dies before he leaves office. People saying it's not enough that he lost the election, that he should just drop dead. You know, all the things that they claim that the right-wingers and the conservatives spout out all the time, I find them doing it too. And I get pissed because then it, you know, it ends up that all of us, you know, left-leaning people or liberals get all lumped into that category. I do not wish death on the man or his family, just like I never have. The other thing I found in the wake of the election is that many of the people on the right are every bit the whiny crybaby snowflakes that they claim us libtards to be. They, even now as I record this, it's just inevitable that Joe Biden will be the new president, and yet many people on the right cannot seem to come to terms with this. Now, if you're upset that he won and that your guy lost, okay, that's fair. That happens in every election. But the fact that you're having a complete meltdown over it and that you're still supporting these asinine conspiracy theories that somehow there was widespread fraud and millions of votes were illegally cast. Well, I'm sorry, you're just fucking dumb. Even Republicans and, Republican election officials are saying that there was no widespread fraud, which is, of course, driving Trump and his camp crazy. The Secretary of State of Georgia, for fuck's sake, is a Republican. And as soon as he said that there was no evidence of fraud, he was immediately called to resign because clearly he's in on it. You know what? You lost. Suck it up. It's time to just move on, and just deal with it. So that's really all I have to say about the election. You know, it's just more of same. People never change, despite the fact that they claim to. And as usual, it's, you know, the people on the fringes scream the loudest, and those of us who are a little closer to the middle get drowned out. So now I guess we're going to just have to listen to the right, whine for the next 4 years until the madness just, you know, starts up all over again. Oh boy, I can't fucking wait. So on to the main thing I really wanted to talk about, and I hate to do it because I think we all have COVID fatigue at this point. It's been, what, 8-9 months that we've been really dealing with it in a serious way. A lot of us are still working from home. A lot of us are still practicing social isolation, social distancing, whatever, to try and stay safe and try to keep others safe. But there's still a huge part of the population that is just driving me fucking crazy. I am so sick and fucking tired of people whining about having to wear a mask or whining about the fact that restrictions are going back into place. Oh my God, just shut the fuck up. We are dealing with a global pandemic. Cases are surging. Hospitalizations are at their highest rate in months. We are teetering on the precipice of hospitals and healthcare becoming overwhelmed again, and a huge segment of the population just doesn't give a fuck. And every day, I just lose faith in humanity and in my fellow Americans. Like, if you don't get it by now that this is real and that you should just wear a goddamn mask when you're in an indoor public place, or even, you know, when you're with in a family gathering or a gathering of friends or whatever it may be, just wear your goddamn mask. Nobody likes wearing them, you know, but just fucking do it. Like, really? That's your Waterloo. That's where you're making your stand, you know, wearing a mask when you're indoors and when you're around other people. I really don't get it. I guess there are just a lot more shitty people in the world than I thought there were. And now the governor of New Jersey, Governor Murphy, who I am no fan of, by the way, has re-implemented some restrictions on bars, restaurants. There's a cutoff of, I think, 10 p.m. For indoor, or maybe even indoor and outdoor dining. And now people are up in arms as if everyone has just been asked to donate a fucking kidney. What is so goddamn important about being able to stay out at a bar or restaurant after 10 p.m. in the hope of trying to keep people safe? I just don't fucking get it. Going out to eat is great. Going out to a bar and socializing is great. I'm a very social person. I miss those types of gatherings. I miss being able to go to trivia night or karaoke night or whatever at my favorite bar or restaurant. Of course I miss all that. It fucking sucks. But you know what? People are dying. You know, people are getting sick by the thousands every day, by the tens of thousands. People are dying by the hundreds and thousands of every day. But no, Johnny Drinks a Lot is pissed off because he can't go out and get hammered at a bar past 10 p.m. And listen, I'm going to go out on a fucking limb here, and I'm going to say that most of these people do not give a flying fuck about the economy. They are just pissed that they are personally inconvenienced. I'm just not fucking buying it that these people are so goddamn concerned about the effect that the restrictions are going to have on the economy. You can still support these places. You can order takeout. You can order delivery. Go there before 10 o'clock and do 20 shots and die from fucking alcohol poisoning. I don't care. Just shut the fuck up and stop pretending that you give a shit about the economy. You just don't like being told what to do or what not to do. You don't like being inconvenienced, and you don't give a shit about your fellow humans. You just don't. And if you're in denial about how this disease can be spread, and if you're still think it's being overblown by the media or whatever, then there's no hope for you. You know what? I think you should just go have a goddamn COVID party so you can all just get it and see what happens. But you know what? Keep everyone else out of it. You know, again, I this is where you're drawing the line. Like, oh my God, I can't go to a restaurant after 10 o'clock. What am I going to do? You know what? There's a million things you can do. Order a fucking case of beer, get home, stay home and get fucking hammered and fall down the stairs and crack your head open and just rid us of your stupidity. I don't care. I don't care that this, you know, my thoughts on this offend people. I really don't. I'm so tired of watching people get sick and die. I have friends and family who have died from this disease. So 8 months in, and 250 something thousand dead in this country, and yet people are still just mocking it and refusing to do the right thing. You know what? Fuck all the way off if you're one of those people. I don't care how my words make you feel. You can be mad at me all day long, but you know what? I'm going to do my best to stay alive and healthy and help those around me stay alive and healthy. If that means not going to a bar or restaurant, you know what? I'll fucking get over it. I am helping the economy. I order takeout a lot. I order from small businesses a lot. I support local stores that offer curbside delivery, which more and more of them are doing. So, you know what, Skeezix? You can support the economy if you really give a fuck about it, which I highly doubt. Like I said, and I know I'm repeating myself, you just don't want to be inconvenienced. You just want to scream some vague notion about government oppression or some other such bullshit or some vague notion of civil liberties that you have. You know what? We have it so good in this country that we have to make up stuff to be fucking pissed about. In many countries around the world, you still have to get government permission to leave your house, to run errands, to go to the store, to go to the doctor, the pharmacy, or what have you. And if you are stopped by the police and you do not have permission, or you are somewhere where you did not say you were going to be, you can be ticketed and fined. And in some cases, after enough offenses, you can be jailed. You know why? Because these governments just don't give a fuck about hurting somebody's feelings. They're trying to protect their citizens. Here in America, we don't have such things. So now we're whining that we can't go to a restaurant after 10 o'clock. Like, oh, boo-hoo. You know, no one is telling you that you can't get in your car, go for a drive, go to the store. You know, go visit a friend, go visit a relative. You don't have to sign up or go into an app to get such permission like you do in so many places around the world. And oh my God, imagine if all of a sudden we had to do that. You know, there was an app or something where we had to literally go in and say, hey, I need to go to the store. I need to go to the doctor. I need to go to the pharmacy or whatever. And they would issue you a barcode or something to where you were allowed to be out. This country would have a complete and utter fucking meltdown. Now, I am not advocating such measures. That was just sort of an extreme example. I understand that this is the United States of America. And in order to have the freedoms and the liberties that we have to trade certain safety and certain things. And that's a trade-off that we have made since the inception of this country. And I get that. We all have to make personal choices. I am choosing to not even go out to eat. I am considered high risk for complications from COVID, and I have to take that into account. So I make choices to protect myself and protect my family. But you know what? When I do go to the store, I wear a mask. You know, I just do what I need to do to help others. But I guess in this day and age, that's considered a radical thing to do. So, you know, let me wind this whole COVID thing up just by saying I rapidly am losing faith in my fellow Americans. You know, yes, a lot of you are doing the right thing, and that is fucking awesome. And it's really not that difficult. It really isn't. My life has not changed all that much. I wasn't the type of person to go out to eat every other fucking night anyway. Like, I don't know who these people are that can afford to go out to a bar or restaurant so often, you know? So the fact that I can't do it at all, or that I have to, you know, go home by 10 o'clock. Ooh, so you know what? My life barely changed. So you know what? I'm just going to get over it. But I guess some people can't do that, and they just feel the need to whine and moan and complain about it. And I just don't get it. The more we fight, the longer this is going to be with us, you know? I just don't know how many people have to get sick and die before the light bulb goes off for some of my thicker-headed countrymen. I really don't get it, and it just makes me sad. You know, again, this is where you choose to hang your hat. I wonder if the shit like really hit the fan. I wonder if there was some real cataclysmic event that would happen. You'd probably shit your fucking pants. That's what would happen. So that's it. I'm done for now bitching about COVID for today anyway. So that's the two main things I wanted to talk about, the election and mostly COVID. In closing, the last thing I want to bring up is something very brief. I never, ever talk about unfriending people on social media or cleaning up my friends list on Facebook or something like that. But if you're the kind of person that is complaining about people putting up their Christmas or other holiday decorations early, then you're gone. You're not the type of person that I want to be friends with anyway. Some people are trying to find some measure of joy in a shitty, shitty year by putting up some holiday lights or holiday decorations early, and you want to shit on that? You know what? Go fuck yourself with a rusty dildo and just put your head in an oven or something. I'm one of those people. I got started. It's the middle of November. I got started today putting up my outdoor decorations, and I am going full Clark Griswold this year. And whoever doesn't like it, just fucking fuck all the way off. And that's all I have to say about that. Thanks for listening to everybody as I rant and rave yet again. Like I said, I'm going to try to do my best to keep up and to vent my spleen a little bit more. And I hope that you find these rants entertaining. I thank you for listening. And until next time, stay pissed.